There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think we're all kind of enjoying the fact that the kids are back to school. Grandkids are back to school. Nieces and nephews are back to school. We get to kind of, you know, whew, breathe easy. No, we don't, because now the kids are coming back going, Mom, you know, I need money for this. Mom, I need this. So you thought you were saving money because the kids are going back to school and you didn't have to, you know, take them to movies or take them places and spend money, you know, camping and entertaining them and save money on food. Oh, no way. All right. Boy, my kids are costing me a fortune going back to school. And also, this time of year is when the PTA starts to get all organized, and I guess they need to, you know, have booster clubs and fundraisers for the school. And I don't mind fundraisers. I understand fundraising because I do a lot for certain charities in town, etc. So I get it, but you know, school just started and you already feel like you're being hit up for funds. And so I guess there's a middle school in Dallas, Texas that decided to forego traditional fundraisers and, you know, like a, you know, cakewalk, you know, bake sale, things like that. But wait, aren't some schools banning bake sales? Isn't there some issue with sugar and, you know, giving other people food cooked by somebody else in somebody else's kitchen? So I guess these bake sales, which I used to love, because my mom couldn't bake, you know, so her brownies and cookies stunk. So you get to eat some other kid's mom's brownies, you're like, ah. Maybe that's why my mom didn't like the bake sales, because she knew I'd fall in love with somebody else's mommy. Anyway, there's a mother of a student who has made a letter. And it gives you options, all right, so you don't have to spend money. And I guess this got circulated in this Texas middle school. So, like, for example, all right, this is a fundraiser in lieu of sending students home with the task of selling door-to-door, collecting money, and delivering goods. Please help us avoid that by supporting our PTA with your donation and helping achieve our goals to support our students and faculty. And then they say, thank you in advance for your support. So $15 you could check off. If I don't want to bake, so here is the money I would have spent on those cupcakes, and $15. $25, I don't want to hit up friends, family, coworkers, so here is the money I would have spent buying wrapping paper. $50, I do not want to walk, swim, or run in an activity that has the word thon in it. Here is the money I would have spent on my child's free T-shirt. $50. $75. I don't want to attend any fancy balls, so here is the money I would have spent on a new outfit. And then $100. I really wouldn't have helped anyway, so here is $100 to forget my name. And then there's a blank amount to donate. I am making this donation to express my appreciation for having nothing to buy, sell, or do except fill out this form. I think it's brilliant. Now, mind you, okay, these fundraisers are supposed to be to kind of, you know, get your kids involved in community service. I think kids should, as a requirement every year, to be involved in some sort of community project. I think kids need to learn to pay it forward all the time. Okay, because there's so many things, you know, kids could do. And so, and none of this for extra credit. Oh, you get extra credit if you go and do some community service or you work out in the soup kitchen. No. All right, you know, you come up with a community service project or you all, you know, and not because you guys have to. I mean, in medical school, you know, it was required that we all go to an AA meeting, not because we needed AA, but, you know, they wanted us to learn, okay? You know, I almost wish one of our projects in medical school was to organize a group, organize a meeting, and, you know, and then run it for a night. I think that would be a fabulous thing to do. But then again, when you're in medical school, you're working 36-hour shifts. Who has the time? So, you know, good for this mom for, you know, having humor, etc. But just kind of as a reminder to you all, this is the time to kind of help out the schools, help out the teachers. I know it's frustrating because, you know, a lot of money, from what we're understanding, doesn't seem to be going where you think it's going. So then you wonder why you need to be hit up for $100 here, $100 there. And by the way, the more you donate, the more you get hit up. All right, you know, I see that. Yeah, you donated last year, Dr. Wax, so can you donate again? And so, you know, it kind of breeds this tradition of, okay, if I lay low, or if I give them a mean face, or if I hang up on the telemarketer, nobody will bug me. I mean, what I do when I have a company that keeps calling me for money or asking for money or whatever is I'm like, you know, look, what, you know, you guys, you know, help the poor. So I'm going to collect some canned goods. No, we just need money. No, but you need money because you're feeding the poor and you're feeding the homeless. So I'm going to collect canned goods. I like doing that. I like actually buy, like kids for school supplies. You know, I understand PTAs, they need money and they need to decide what to do with the funds. But for those of you that want to donate but you really want to know where the funds are going, then donate what the kids need. If the kids need school supplies, then what I would do is I would bring a bunch of school supplies to the school. You know, and do that. That's better than not donating. For those of you guys donating cash, do it. The Red Cross needs cash. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society needs cash. These are great charities. Komen for the Cure. Monetary donations are very, very needed. But for those of you that are like, well, to hell with this, I don't want to donate money, then fine. At least donate something that you know people are going to need. All right? It helps. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking about counterfeit medications. This is a huge business, a very scary business, and how you need to protect yourself from, I guess, purchasing Viagra or Valium or whatever the heck you guys are buying, and where are a lot of these coming from. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. All right, this is easy. I was just on break trying to buy Viagra to see how easy it is. Now, one, you had to register. One online site for Viagra, you had to register. And then you had to get ready for a quick doctor consult. And then you could buy your Viagra. This other one, I was able to just click on the Viagra I wanted. Okay, generic Viagra, 25 milligrams for 180 pills at $159.95. I hit checkout. I'm right now in checkout. We're talking about how easy this is. They want my credit card number. They have medical questionnaires. All right? Like, what's your gender, your height and weight, medical conditions, if you're using any other prescription. I guess, if you do take, prescription medications like nitrates, if you have blood pressure issues, some of these sites won't give them to you. But it looks like once I hit submit transaction, we get them. And there are tons of these sites now where people can get medication online. And my patients tell me, don't worry, Dr. Dahlia, I only get my online medication from Canada. And I'm like, how the hell do you know if you're getting it from Canada? Well, CNN has reported that there is deadly fake Viagra. And there are online pharmacies suspected of selling counterfeit drugs, and a lot of them. So, there's cholesterol-lowering agents, there's beta blockers for your blood pressure, there's antibiotics, and you don't need a valid prescription. And these online retailers say they could cut through the red tape, and then they could pass on substantial savings to you in the process. All right? But the World Health Organization estimates that as many as 50% of illicit online pharmacies are selling counterfeit medication. So 50% of the bad guys out there are selling counterfeit medications, not even the real thing. In a 2014 annual report, the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy in the United States concluded that after sampling more than 11,000 internet pharmacies, and a staggering 96% of those pharmacies did not comply with NABP patient safety and pharmacies practice standards or state and federal laws and were deemed by the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy as not recommended. I mean, you want to make sure when it's dispensed, there's a good process, making sure it's clean, making sure it's not being mixed in with powders of other medications, make sure you're getting the right one. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that, you know, that these companies are out there and able to do business, but they are. John Clark, former Deputy Assistant Secretary for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency and now Chief Security Officer and Vice President of Global Security for Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, explained that 78 counterfeit Pfizer medications have been found in 109 countries. And which is the most popular? Of course, Viagra. Now, you have to be really, really careful, because sometimes even your cholesterol medication, the antibiotics, you're like, okay, you know what? It's not Viagra. It's just an antibiotic. People buy antibiotics. There's a huge market for antibiotics. So your, illegal companies won't mind spiking those as well. Now, what could they be spiked with? Well, they say that there could be brick dust, there could be paint, inkjet material, rat poison. Clark said the agency found all these ingredients and more in counterfeit medications that they seized, but believe that the counterfeiters, they aren't looking to poison you. They are just finding the cheapest binding agent they could get their hands on to maximize their profit. And they often advertise themselves as Canadian. When you go online, you know, I want to buy Viagra, it'll say Canadian Viagra. You know, and you know what? It's cordial. I mean, what, you know, please. They're athletic. They say many of the websites are phony and the drugs are coming from counterfeiters all over the world. The top countries are India, China. I guess it was an online seller from Pakistan, and he talks about how easy it was to market these drugs. He goes, we sell all over the world to America, Europe, China, Iran, and Iraq, a lover, but we do not take these medications ourselves, nor do we recommend them to anyone we know, because they are not good quality medications. The counterfeiter in a nearby Pakistani market showed off his operation to CNN. He picked up bottles and capsules waiting to be assembled. He goes, we prepare whatever's in high demand, but everything is the same, no matter what we call it. We put the very same ingredients in all these capsules and the very same syrup in all these bottles, only the color is different. So, scary stuff, people, if you don't know what the hell you're taking. They say this is a $431 billion a year industry, and the profits just keep growing. The practice is very widespread, and there's a lot, and I think it's even a bigger industry now that, you know, Obamacare has made so many changes to people's deductibles, people's plan, people not having insurance, that they're like, look, I just go to the doctor for my Viagra. So if I don't have health insurance, it doesn't matter. I could buy this online. You know, we're starting to see lots of do-it-yourself types of things online, and that's exactly what is in the market. There's this I think they may even advertise on my show, I'm not sure, but there's this product where you could look into your kid's mouth and then it gives you you know pictures. It teaches you what is, you know, your, what could be afflicting your child, so that if you can't go to the doctor, you can't wait 3-4 weeks, you can at least make an educated guess on what's going on with your child. And then later, if we have antibiotics and things you could treat, you know, we're going to be self-teaching each other. And it's what the market demands. Nobody wants to wait 3-4 weeks for a strep throat. I don't blame them. Nobody wants to pay $100 or $200 to go and see a doctor. And this is what we did, all right? Unfortunately, though, you have a lot of people treating themselves. A lot of you guys say, look, I took my Mexican antibiotics and I'm not better. Well, it has nothing to do with the antibiotics being Mexican. It's, you know, you treated yourself for the wrong thing. Apparently, Pfizer, they say that there are signs of progress. One is accusing Pfizer. I'm sorry. Pfizer is helping, that's what I thought, is assisting law enforcement in preventing counterfeit Pfizer medicines from reaching patients by providing training to authorities in 149 countries, including Pakistan. Also, we found a lot of illicit online pharmacy suspended, and there were 30.3 million units of fake medications taken. Pakistan has a special agency, the Drug Regulatory Authority in Pakistan. So what are some of the things getting spiked in there? Okay, well, heavy metals. They're finding mercury, aluminum, lead, cadmium, arsenic, chrome, uranium, strontium, selenium. And by the way, if you guys take warfarin or Coumadin, right, as a blood thinner, because you guys have atrial fibrillation or you had a stroke or you had a blood clot, you can't get these heavy metals in your system unknowingly. It's going to mess up where your INRs are, and you could possibly be very, very hypercoagulable or to the point where you could bleed to death under. So you got to be careful. Actual poison. They say they've seen PCBs, benzopyrenes, rat poison, boric acid, and antifreeze in these medications. Investigators have also found road paint, wall paint, brick dust, floor wax. You could be ingesting floor wax, sheet rock, paint thinner. Some of them don't even have drugs at all. And you're basically getting a salt or a starch or a dextrose or a dextrin. There are fake cancer drugs. We talked about those found in multiple countries. And this is some pretty scary stuff. Remember, there was counterfeit vials of Avastin, which is supposed to help fight breast cancer. And it basically had acetone and water. And there was antibiotics, they had found heavy metals in cardiovascular medications, heart medications. They found either non-inert drugs or not what they were marketing. FDA warning about counterfeit Adderall is being sold online. Xanax, Ativan, Adderall, Ambien. There are hundreds of websites now out there where you could get them, and you don't know if they're real. So, guys, you got to be careful. All right, what are the 7 most counterfeit drugs? Usually, Viagra, your heart medications, your antibiotics, your cancer drugs, the erectile dysfunctions, like I said, like Viagra, treatments for chronic diseases like diabetes, HIV, etc., painkillers, and psychiatric medications. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak. All
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a new study in the Journal of Arthritis and Rheumatology indicates that these knee and hip replacement surgeries that are becoming more and more common, and I'm a huge fan of, because they allow more of us to be mobile as we're living longer and going through our joints, but they tend to, unfortunately, raise the chances of heart attacks, even though the risks disappear after a short time, but the risks of blood clots remain over a longer period of time. Senior author Zhu Qing Zhang of Boston University School of Medicine says the main reason for the elevated risks associated with knee or hip replacement operations is unclear and unknown, but they revealed that chances of heart attacks are elevated within the weeks following total joint replacement surgery, and patients as well as medical professionals should seek ways of addressing this possibility to avoid any eventuality. So basically, they looked at 40,000 patients age 50 years on up with cases of osteoarthritis. They analyzed the data of 13,000 patients who had just undergone a total knee replacement surgery to 13,000 closely matched people who did not have the surgery. They also looked at 6,000 patients who went through hip replacement operation, the 6,000 who didn't. Just 1 month after the surgery, 35,000 of those who had knee replacement surgery, 35% of those who had knee replacement surgery had heart attacks, compared to only 4 people in the control group. Now, within that same month, 13% of patients who had hip replacements developed heart attacks against 3 people in the control group. So researchers think that the risk of heart disease was highest in the month following the surgery, but the risk went down after some time. And 3 years later, the chances of heart attack between patients and those in the control group were equal. So, knee replacement group, they had 190 cases of blood clots called venous thromboembolism within the first month, but only 3 people had in the control group. 78 people within the hip operation group had it, as against only 1 person in the control group. At 5 years, the risk of having a blood clot was still higher in those within the surgery groups. So what do we think is going on? Well, you know how inflammation has been, touted as one of the biggest causes of heart disease and clots within the coronary artery. So my guess would be, in addition to the obvious, you had surgery, you had to be immobile, you didn't move around like you wanted to, you had to be on pain medicine, so you moved kind of slower, you went through rehab, but you were still sitting while going through, you know, the exercise and the you know, the stretching, etc. In addition to the obvious reasons, stress of surgery, stress from anesthesia, etc., maybe you're having a foreign hip or a foreign knee is inflammatory. I'm wondering if they should check CRP or homocysteine levels or something. I mean, I don't know where they need to go next with this, but I'm wondering if you having a foreign joint and a new joint is enough to make the body get all, I don't know, its panties all up in a bunch and be in this inflammatory state. And while you're in this inflammatory state, you seem to be more prone to forming clots and then therefore having heart disease. You know, it's interesting. Whenever my patients are sick, or I don't want to say whenever, but I've noticed patients who are sick or patients undergoing surgery, their platelets, their clotting factors are high, which is a very, very common response. You're starting to immobilize more of these platelets, these clotting factors, to help heal up wounds. It's just the body's defense mechanism. But, I mean, maybe it has to do with that. Even though I don't really see chronically high platelets in people having hip surgeries, if I do, I send them to the hematologist. So, you know, it's going to be kind of interesting to see where they, you know, where they go with this study. But it's pretty significant and it's pretty concerning because we got a lot of work to do when it comes to being prepared for the longevity that our population has. If life expectancy is easily going into our 80s, then we need to be prepared on what we're going to do from a chronic pain issue in terms of knee pain, hip pain, back pain, etc. And so if knee replacement and hip replacements are going to be one of the most common procedures done for those of us living past our 70s, then we may want to figure this heart attack thing out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Bicycle-related injuries are on the rise in the United States. Between 1998 and 2013, adult bicycling injuries rose sharply in the U.S., especially among riders over the age of 45. They say once we looked at the demographics of who were admitted from the hospital, we saw the trend in riders older than 45 getting hurt. More people over 45 ride bikes now than ever before. This is Dr. Benjamin N. Breyer of the University of California, San Francisco General Hospital. Says the injury data reflect the change in the demographics of bicycle riders. If you take a typical 25-year-old and a 60-year-old and they have a similar crash, the older person is going to be more likely to have severe injuries. Researchers looked at injury data from the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System, which samples 100 U.S. emergency departments for bicycle-related injuries among people age 18 and older every 2 years. Then they combined that information with data from the U.S. Census. They estimated injury incidents per 100,000 people. In 1998 and 1999, there were 96 injuries per 100,000 people. Then it bumped up to 23 injuries. So head and torso injuries became more common over time, less arm and leg injuries. Maybe it's because you guys are wearing more of your, arm braces and knee braces, et cetera, maybe more padding. But why head? You know, our bikes now, our, bicycle helmets, they're pretty cool. And they seem to be pretty, sturdy. Anyway, those are my guesses. Again, more people are riding bikes. Cycling is a sport that grew in popularity when Lance Armstrong was having success. People thought Lance Armstrong was sexy. They thought that it, gave you a good body shape, and they didn't realize that there was some enhancing issues going on with him. But that's neither here nor there. That's what there was erythropoietin, right? That erythropoietin helped him have stamina from an oxygenation status, where he had more blood cells that could transfer oxygen and keep him less fatigued. Between 2001 and 2013, total bike trips increased by at least 23% and perhaps as much as 40%. Yeah, this is something, though, that I have been encouraging. I want people to ride a bike more, all right? I mean, you know, I think it's ridiculous the amount of gas we spend each year and the amount of hours we spend in a car. I'm very fortunate to live, close to work, but I don't live biking distance. A bike ride for me would probably be, maybe 45 minutes, depending on traffic, to get to work. And then you're sweaty and so I don't do it. You know, I would love to walk to work, but that would probably take me 2 hours from where I live. Yet, in a car, I could get there in 10 minutes. All right. No, I don't speed that much, but still. So, it doesn't seem to be as practical as we want it to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. New news on the Parkinson front. Team of scientists at the University of Montreal have discovered that certain brain cells in people who suffer from Parkinson's disease burn out. And so that could be why we have issues with reversing Parkinson's disease. It's caused by the loss of nerve cells in the brain, and it affects sufferers with slow movement, inflexibility, and stiffness. There's only a small amount of the billions of brain cells who degenerate with the illness, but now scientists were able to see why. They studied mice, and they found that the cell most involved with the illness had higher energy requirements than others. So the neurons involved with Parkinson's need to produce an incredible amount of energy to function. They hope that the findings will find more effective ways of representing this illness in research animals, and then they could maybe target even genes and genomes, etc. Parkinson's is one of the most common neurological diseases that affect us as we age. And it's debilitating and causes depression. And there's been a lot of stars, Robin Williams and Michael J. Fox, who have had it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have some breaking news. Right now, there's a manhunt for three suspects after a police officer has been shot and killed outside Chicago. Right now, a community an hour north of Chicago is on lockdown, and a massive manhunt right now is underway. Helicopters are circling above Fox Lake, Illinois, and every law enforcement agency from the area, along with regional SWAT and canine units, are hunting for as many as three suspects after a police officer was shot around 8 a.m. local time, and authorities confirmed to Fox 32 that the officer had died. The area being searched by police in the northeastern portion of the state has been described as a kind of a wooded area, rural area. The three suspects were involved in a traffic stop with the officer earlier that day, earlier this morning. Two male suspects are white and one is black, according to Lake County Sheriff's Deputy Chief Covelli. The shooting began when the officer stopped a car with, quote-unquote, three suspicious subjects at 7:52 a.m. By the time a backup officer had arrived on scene, the police officer had already been shot. Pepper spray was used at some point during the encounter near Rollins Road near Route 159. We will keep you posted as we hear more. Oh, pretty scary stuff. Oh, boy, I tell you, I don't know what the answer is. Our police officers, they have to, put their lives on the line. I was driving to work yesterday, and, you start to see the flashing lights, and you see all the cars slow down, and, you're like, all right, well, everybody stop speeding. Because everybody's kind of speeding to get to work. I was late to work, and so we're all kind of slowing down, and we pass by the officer, and I see the officer get out of his car, and start walking over to the car that he pulled over. And I just stopped and said a quick prayer for him. Because, even though, cops are pulling over our, speeding comrades and colleagues as we're going to work, these cops are putting their lives on the line. All first responders are putting their lives on the line. And, thank God for them, really. And, I appreciate what you do. And I am purposely slowing down when I drive just so you don't have to pull me over so you can get the bad guys. But just be careful out there. In fact, part of me wanted to pull over just to, be there. So if there was a bad guy in the car that the police officer was going up to, he would maybe think twice because I was watching him. I mean, that's just the feeling I got. I love our cops. I really, really do in my city because they do really good work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So if you guys are gaining weight and you are starting to put on some pounds midlife, you are going to be more at risk for Alzheimer's. They say obesity in midlife has long been suspected of increasing the risk of Alzheimer's, and researchers at the National Institutes of Health took a closer look and reported today that being overweight or obese at age 50 may affect the age at when Alzheimer's is going to strike. And remember, the earlier it occurs, the worse it could be. So they're going to look at larger studies to see if skinnier people seem to be less or be able to stave off Alzheimer's. But Dr. Madhav Thambisetti from NIH's National Institute of Aging, who led the study, says maintaining a healthy BMI at midlife is likely to have long-lasting protective effects. And right now, 5 million people in the United States are living with Alzheimer's, but that number is supposed to double by 2050. All right, we are hoping to have a medical breakthrough, but right now, we need to be prepared that we are going to have huge numbers of people suffering from Alzheimer's, which is going to be extremely expensive, extremely taxing, both psychologically, physically, mentally, and financially on families. So basically what these doctors did is they checked the records of nearly 1,400 participants who had undergone regular cognitive testing every year or two for about 14 years. The researchers checked how much those Alzheimer's patients weighed when they were 50 and then cognitively healthy. Then they tracked the BMI, which, is your measure of weight to height. It's a body mass index. And then they found that Alzheimer's may hit 6.5 months sooner. And then for some people, even years sooner. So I would suggest try to keep your weight down. Doesn't hurt. Okay? What did this guy do? They said one guy lost 47 pounds in 9 months because he pretended to be a quote-unquote wizard. Mel is a 45-year-old marketing manager, this is being reported by Fox News, for a comic book company in Los Angeles, and is a self-proclaimed nerd. Until recently, he had never been able to stay on a workout regimen for long. 9 months ago, he weighed 320 pounds, and by his own admission, he said he was lethargic and slow. I would lose my breath just by walking up a flight of stairs on the subway. But this all changed. Now he's down to 273 pounds, and he's losing more every week. Why? He started doing workouts inspired by the Lord of the Rings. His workout is called the Eye of Sauron. It was created by Andrew Deutsch, the head coach and owner of Nerd Strong Gym in North Hollywood, California. Deutsch started Nerd Strong in his garage in 2013 when he became the personal fitness trainer for the Dungeon Master in his Dungeons & Dragons group. My husband loves Dungeons & Dragons. I think it's cool. It's just I usually get killed off pretty quickly because my family doesn't like me playing, you know. Since then, he's created workouts designed to appeal to people more interested in Doctor Who and Star Wars than kettlebells. So, what is the Eye of Sauron workout? In The Lord of the Rings, the bad guy is represented by a giant eye, and the eye that beams sweeps across the land, and the characters have to get down to avoid being seen by it. So in the workout, every 3 minutes, the Eye of Sauron sweeps across the gym, and everyone has to hold a plank position for a minute until it passes. Also, Frodo and Sam had to climb a lot of stairs, so our members do step-ups with a weight on them. The ring has a heavy burden to it, so we have them have to carry a weight the entire workout to represent that they're carrying the ring. So, it's not the workout that's exceptional. It's a workout how people who were not really enticed to exercise are now going to the gym because they like Nerd Strong. Yeah, I got to tell you, you do what you have to do. All right? You know, when it comes to exercising, whether it's having sex, whether it's dancing to a Meghan Trainor song, which I do sometimes, whether it's, you know, chasing after the kitty cats, wrestling with your kids, something, you need to come up with a way to exercise. And what better than, you know, Lord of the Rings? I'm a huge fan of Lord of the Rings. I totally get that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Daily pot smoking on U.S. college campuses have hit a 35-year high. They say the U.S. college students smoking marijuana is now greater than it's ever been, right, over the past 35 years, probably since they've been studying it. Nearly 6% of college students reported using pot daily or near daily in 2014, up from 3.5% in 2007, but less than the 7.2% recorded in 1980. I apologize. Looks like it was higher back in the 80s, according to the University of Michigan's Monitoring the Future study. Less frequent pot smoking was also on the rise. They say it's clear that for the past 7 to 8 years there's been an increase in marijuana use among college students, and this largely parallels an increase we have been seeing among high school seniors. Loosened marijuana policies in states have probably contributed to this, and then many people perceive that the drug is harmless. 2014, 35% of 19 to 22 high school graduates said they thought regular marijuana use was dangerous compared to 55%, so less people are thinking it's dangerous. So there's, you know, different attitudes. It's probably easier to get. Unfortunately, though, we are seeing synthetic marijuana still being used and still other illicit drugs. They say heroin and LSD have remained low, but I've still seen heroin, especially black tar heroin, on the rise. Amphetamines continue to be popular, like ecstasy, etc., very popular, but they say that is starting to level out. Cocaine has been making a comeback with 4.4% in 2014 as opposed to 2.7% the year before. So Monitoring the Future, used by federal health officials to track data on youth substance abuse, surveyed between 1,000 and 1,500 full-time college students for the study, which has been conducted annually since 1980. So, you know, if your kid's going off to school and they keep asking for money, you might want to ask what they're asking for money for. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.